Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What are we hoping for today's Monday morning?
My wish for this Monday is
for all the children of the world.
Join hands. In a moment of unity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big wish.
It's a big wish, but if I can't have that wish, my second wish would be $10,000 in cash.
That's low.
What did he say?
I don't remember.
Ah, dang it.
Holiday wishes, yeah. From Steve Martin.
That's just my wish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you a happy Monday. We're halfway plus through the month of June already.
Which, it's going a little fast. Once June's through, then it's like the back to school supplies might as well already be out.
As we get older, does time go faster?
I don't know.
Is that what?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Summer's shorter.
And I haven't quite processed yet that it's June. And that's, no.
You haven't processed June?
I mean, it's just like let the dogs out this morning. I'm like, God, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's June.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
It's because it's June.
Mm-hmm.
85 today, chance of rain, by the way.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
perfect.
This is June.
Because it's June.
Double it, halfway through June.
I'm liking these little showers, though.
Your husband, another friend, and I all went out way late going into Sunday morning, Father's Day morning.
Way late.
We all got home at a very heavy rain.
Very heavy
caught
rain.
Caught us all coming home, yes.
But it was fantastic because then I was like, I don't have to water anything. It's all watered. I just made me happy.
You kind of threw in a very late in there.
Yeah.
Did he have a curfew that I kept him out too late?
No, but I had a child in my bed who was like, I had a bad dream. I'm like, wait.
Why is this part of the bed empty?
It's just surprised. Not a big...
Hey, I don't see 1:30 every... it's been a minute.
No.
Since I've basically stayed till bar close.
I was just surprised at you, Dance and Eric Hansen. I thought you were more responsible than that.
We were responsible the whole time. Wow. What?
I expected...
Everybody was safe. We got home fine. We were all good.
Mm, good.
Yes.
Good. It was just late.
It was very late.
Very late. I was just surprised. Like, wow, I bet they'll be here by 10.
Nope.
They'll be home.
No.
They'll have a nice
As
dinner.
As evenings do, things just started happening, right?
Yeah. Bromances blossom.
That's what's going on.
You got to let the bromance blossom,
yeah.
Man. Okay, sorry.
Don't apologize.
I was just surprised. I didn't take you for a night owl.
I'm not a night owl.
I didn't.
But
think
on
so.
Occasion, you've also experienced this in Chicago.
That's true.
The few times it's like the chains are off.
Yeah.
Let's just go out.
Sometimes you live up to the dancing part of Dancing Eric Hansen.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out very often.
Dancing.
That's tucked way back in the closet. My Jekyll and Hyde Dancing Eric Hansen closet.
Every now and then he comes out.
But it's like, I gotta break through.
Ah! You were out full force this weekend. Look out.
It was weird, though, being the three oldest guys in a bar. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We looked around and were like, oh, boy. These could all be our children.
Yeah.
And one of them was.
And when children actually come up to you and are like, Dad!
One of them was. It was fun. What a perfect Father's Day.
Yes.
We bought a round of shots for his daughter's table. That was great.
Not my daughter.
No, 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 no.
They
were all of legal age to be in the bar.
Just
let me clarify.
Yeah, no, not my daughter.
They had a DD.
Neither one.
They're great. We had a great time.
Well, happy Father's Day.
happy belated Father's Day.
Belated, I guess. Oh, man.
And if you want me to take your dad out next year, just email eric@kca.com.
He will have your
dad. I'll get him home before 2, I promise. It's going to be a late night.
It's going to be a late night, but if your dad's looking to party,
yeah,
call Anthony.
It started with whiskey and barbecue. How could it go wrong?
It was great.
It was fantastic.
Well, thanks for returning him at least.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And do you put ketchup on your eggs?
No, I hate ketchup on my eggs.
I don't either. But apparently, the people at Heinz, you know, the ketchup people, they're invested in the answer to that question. And they found 1 in 4 people do put ketchup on their eggs.
I think I tried it at one point, but I'm not a ketchup on my egg sort of guy.
I mean, maybe stuff from, I put it on my breakfast potatoes.
Yes. That maybe that's how it started and then it worked its way into the eggs.
And then it just like it happens to touch the eggs, but I don't like make scrambled eggs and then put ketchup on it. I think it's odd.
I do too.
But we need to stop shaming people because apparently the shame of putting ketchup on eggs is very real. And Heinz is trying to break through all that.
So this is what's known as a stigma.
Yes.
Let's break the stigma.
Breaking the stigma of breakfast ketchup. They are trying to normalize it with a new campaign. They're partnering with Waffle Houses. And they're going to be having breakfast ketchup on the tables, which is just ketchup, right?
Most restaurants, it's already there.
It's already there.
Because it never gets
there.
Cleaned up.
No, no,
it's
no.
It's just there.
This is special breakfast.
How do I know it's special?
Ketchup. Limited edition bottles. It's going to look kind of like a maple syrup bottle, which won't be confusing
at
all.
But it's ketchup.
And I'm going to be ticked when I put ketchup on my pancakes. I'll tell you that much.
They grab the wrong bottle?
Yeah. Yeah. But they are trying to normalize it. Keep... ketchup at breakfast should be a norm, not the expectation, or the exception.
I'm not going to fight it. It's just not my preference.
It's not my preference.
It's also like those little things of jam. I never use those. The little tiny jellies.
You never use tiny jellies?
Never.
Tiny jellies are a delight, sir.
I do not enjoy the tiny jelly.
Tiny jellies are so fun. There's different flavors. You grab them.
Oh, I get the concept of the tiny, and they're fun to play with when you're waiting for your food, as with coffee creamers. So it's here's what I'm, those are always at my table too.
Yes.
And I'm okay with them. I have come to peace in terms with them. I'm fine. I don't use them. I mock people who do privately, but let's just put the ketchup in that list.
Okay. Now I understand what it's like to be a ketchup person.
That now you understand? That's exactly what
this
it's like.
This is not worth it.
That's exactly what it's like.
Normalize ketchup for breakfast.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Nobody wants to live with regret. And after our time last week, mm-hmm. end of the week, we were at that new S International Market.
Thursday. Grand opening.
Brand new international grocery store. I couldn't stop thinking about one thing, and I knew that I had to go back.
Did you buy it when we were there on Thursday, and then you had to get it again, or you did not take that opportunity?
No, I didn't take the opportunity. I didn't know if I could keep something as delicate as ice cream cold enough.
Oh, good point.
While I was, going to and fro. But I had the opportunity Saturday. It was, you were babysitting my husband for me.
I was.
Thank you so much. So it was girls' night for me and the kids, and I was like, you know what? You guys, I think you should go, and you should check it out, and you tell me what you think, because I really want to get this mango ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok mango ice cream. It's a really, I don't know why it's special,
but it's special. Hot.
It's a very hot item. So I want to go and get that, and they agreed. Like, we absolutely have to get this and this and this and this and this. We did some shopping.
Nice.
Yes. It was fantastic. But seriously, the mango ice cream.
What makes it so special?
Okay, first of all, it's a lot of packaging.
Okay.
There are three ice cream bars in one box. And each one, like, the cup, like,
yeah,
is, it? There's a hand protector.
Wait, it's packaged in the package?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a box, and then each ice cream is in a box.
Okay.
And that is in plastic, and then there's two pieces of plastic you have to take off the top.
Just to get to the mango ice cream.
Just to get to the ice cream. It was a lot of work. But when you did, oh my heavenly goodness, it looks like a mango. It tastes like a cloud.
It tastes like a cloud?
It's light and fluffy.
Is it ice cream or is it sherbet?
I don't know for sure.
Interesting.
Because it's so...
cloudy.
Cloudy. Because it's a cloud. It's a mango cloud. It was delicious.
How many boxes did you guys buy?
We only got one.
Oh, dang.
But I think I need to
go. I was hoping for a shot.
You have no shot.
Now I want to go back. And do it all over.
And yes. I want to say, like, oh, the hype. Don't buy into that. The hype is real. It's really, really good.
So mango ice cream.
It's so good.
S International.
Just.
I know exactly. It's just inside the door to the left.
Yep. That's right there. Grab a box. You will not be disappointed.
Got it. All right.
So good.
Glad you enjoyed that.
I am too.
That's brain food, right? You're firing on all cylinders right now?
Totally.
All right, let's crack this case. Discovered late Friday afternoon in the Z102.9 parking lot is a Polaroid, for lack of a better term. It's an instant Fujifilm picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a, it's not a full-size Polaroid. and it's a woman in a pink dress holding a pink purse. But just based on the haircut, I'm trying to figure out, the face doesn't look familiar.
Nope, I've never seen this person.
So we're really trying to figure out, it doesn't look like anybody who works here.
No.
So that's a challenge.
But it could be a relative.
It could be a relative. It looks like it has some wear and tear on it. I don't know how long it's been in the parking lot.
So
can you see the
detective,
like, little divots? Yes, fellow detective?
If I may. First thing I noticed on the back is the Instamax thing.
Yes.
My kids have this camera.
So it's modern day.
It's a modern day invention.
But doesn't that person look olden times?
The person does look olden times, but it could be
a dress up party.
Well, you know, sometimes when you take a picture in front of a window and the light comes in,
yeah,
it could be lighting.
Okay.
Could be a lighting issue.
I need to scan. Our copy machine can also scan and then blow stuff up.
Uh-huh.
Because if you could see behind that person, they're either in a bedroom or at a store.
Definitely.
I see racks of clothes.
Definitely in a bedroom.
Okay.
At first I thought there was a push pin. So this was taken on a modern day camera and it was on a bulletin board.
Yeah.
Or some sort of cork board of memories.
So it deserved to be put up for a reason.
Yeah.
But no, there's no push pin.
There is not. It just has been driven over.
Yes, it has. And it's like anybody in the building is asking around, hey, have you seen the picture of so-and-so?
I lost my picture.
Of whomever this is. I don't know. But here it is. And now I feel like I can't throw it away. It's somebody's memory.
No, absolutely
they
not.
They took a picture for a reason.
So
how do I discover the owner?
You're going to have to put up missing posters.
Starting in the building?
Mm-hmm. Well, primarily, yes.
And then just start hitting all it's called, you work a radius.
Yes.
Right? I learned this in watching the movie The Fugitive. You start where you're at, and then you work concentric circles out.
You have to check every outhouse, hen house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a 5-mile radius. That's it. I got to Tommy Lee Jones this thing.
You do.
That's what I need to
do. You absolutely do.
So you, me, and producer Ben are going to go flyer the telephone poles. Yes. We're all in.
We're in. We're involved.
You're part of my detective
Ben
team.
Ben, we're involved.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
This real estate report for the state of Iowa shows there's a double-digit jump in Iowa home sales in May with more than 3,400 homes sold. That's 20% more than we sold in April. Median sales price 5% higher than last month. Iowa Association of Realtors says sales data shows promising momentum in Iowa's housing market, both growing seller confidence along with sustained buyer demand. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate announcing his candidacy for term number 5, emphasizing his accomplishments in election administration. He took office. He actually was originally Secretary of State from 95 to 99, which I totally forgot, which means I probably voted for him then. And then he took office this current round in 2015. Pate currently has one challenger, a guy named Ryan Peterman of Bettendorf, launched his campaign for Secretary of State back in May. What's got us feeling all right? This seemed to kind of come to light within the last couple of weeks. There are some challenges that Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control are under right now. Most of them are budget constraints. Mm. But there's been more than one occasion where they can't open just due to staffing and then some other issues. So when you got a fundraiser, you need funding. You have fundraisers where every little bit counts. And if you take part in any sort of dining at Texas Roadhouse today or tomorrow between 3 and 10 p.m., dine in or takeout, 10% of what your food purchase is going to go back to Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
Oh, fantastic.
And with Shannon out of town again tonight, I'm going to have dinner.
Hello. Yeah.
For me. By the way, and there's too much to dig into, but I do encourage people, if you want to explore what's going on, the animal care and control staff not saying a lot, but a lot of the rescue organizations that work with them have made their feelings and observations known. The big issue right now is staffing and space, and both of those are budget issues. And there's this feeling that there's a disconnect between animal care and control and our government, and they're not paying attention. And technically, that's run under the police department. So if you want to explore that, there's kind of this push right now to contact your local, whether it's your city council member or the mayor's office or whatever, but just putting a spotlight on the fact that we've got this gorgeous facility and very hardworking people that we got to get reacquainted with when they found that big snake.
Yeah.
But it seems about the time ever since that snake came and gone, We've been finding out more and more that there's just some challenges going on.
And they need some help.
They need some help and they need some money. So if you can help out, Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control tonight and tomorrow, 3 till 10 p.m., dine-in or carry-out, money from Texas Roadhouse is going to go directly to those dogs and cats that they support.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Justin Bieber got into it with a paparazzi Thursday night. Didn't look like the guy did anything
beyond what paparazzi does.
Beyond take his picture. But I guess for whatever reason, Justin wasn't feeling it. Didn't want his photo taken. And he went after the guy. He told him, I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. I'm a human bleeping being standing around a car at the beach. You don't think I'm a real guy, do you? Stop provoking me. I'm not to be bleeped with.
Messed.
Yeah, sure. Messed with. And then.
I didn't know you spelled mess with an F, but go on.
Justin does.
Got it.
Over the weekend, Justin celebrating Father's Day. He shared a slideshow of pictures holding his son, Jack. He captioned the carousel of photos, I, baby, and a middle finger emoji. As.
Can you spell I'm I sure. for me, please?
A-Y.
A-Bay-Bay.
Middle finger emoji.
We don't know how they celebrate in Canada.
That's true. I don't know. I've seen my dad use a lot of emojis, but he's never left me with the middle finger emoji.
Next time you see your dad, though, give him the bird. It's like Canadian. It's Canadian. Hello.
A gift from me to you, Dad.
I bay bay.
I bay bay. Bird. Like, thank you, I think.
What do you think he's trying to say?
I don't know.
I think he's like, I'm a dad, and all you haters can go away.
You think I'm not a dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, proof. I'm number one. That's probably it.
He thought it.
He thought it was the...
He thought it was a foam finger.
Yeah, it's not.
He misunderstood.
It was not. There have been rumors circulating quietly about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom perhaps headed for a breakup. But apparently, one insider says it's happening. Source says they're pretty much done. It's been breaking down the last couple of months and things aren't looking good. I guess they have different ideas about where they want their lives to go from here. Katy has been concentrating on this comeback album and the tour, and it's not going great, but you know, that's where all of her focus and energy is going. And I don't know where that leaves Orlando and their daughter that they share, Daisy Dove, who's going to be 5 in August. They've been together since 2016. They got engaged in 2019. But they never tied the knot.
Pardon my ignorance.
Yeah.
He was the hottest commodity around back during the old Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yes.
And then in my world of movies, I don't know where he went. He just kind of vanished.
I don't know.
And then he just popped up in a movie on Amazon.
Oh.
About an improv actor who goes undercover in a drug scene. Sting. Sting?
Yeah.
Scene Sting?
Yeah.
With Bryce Dallas Howard. And one of the guys from Ted Lasso. So is that an indication of where your career is right now?
Is it choices or just...
I don't know.
Star.
And he's British. She's American. Is that working?
But when stuff at work isn't working, you know, that puts stress
totally.
At home too.
Yes.
So maybe if that's on both sides, who's to say? Maybe things are not going
well. Did he not want her to go to space?
Why'd you go to space? I told you not to go to space. I told you. I bet that
was it.
Probably stressful as well. Well, Rob Lowe is a celebrity and he's got to, you know, keep it tight, keep it fit.
Yeah.
So he works out quite a bit and he is sharing his go-to workout song. The one that he knows that like if he's got to get a lot of reps in, if he's got to get it like max out.
Yeah.
This is the song he's got to use. Even though he knows it's a little cheesy. He says Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III.
I think it's actually the beginning of the song more so than the song itself. The beginning is like lifting weights.
Maybe it is.
Lifting weights. That just has a little, I mean, it eventually just gets more a little more melodic.
But you need the beginning to get the
you
actual.
Do.
To lift the
yeah,
weight.
Exactly. Well, this combination of both.
Rob says you can't go wrong with that one. If you want to knock off a set of 20, go for a max bench press. I've got to have that on. You're not raw dogging it with your max bench press without that song. It's just not going to happen. He said, if I'm on an elliptical or if I'm on a Peloton and I'll put music on, that's got to be on there because you're just on the hamster wheel. Oh, yeah. The syncopation is perfect.
You think, I'm getting a good burn in and I'm just standing here.
Look at you.
I'm fake ellipticaling right now.
He's maxing out on his fake elliptical.
I'm not raw dogging at all. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. Rob Lowe's not wrong.
I got a workout today. I'm going to insist that's the first song she plays.
It's not cheesy. It's how you max out.
That's how you max out, man.
Thanks, Rob Lowe. Whew. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
This is Monday around here where we get out our phones and our Facebook pages and we're like, this is what we did this weekend. How about you?
What did you do this weekend? We've got our photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And the great thing about the internet is there's so much room. So right there in the comment section, go ahead and drop yours.
Yeah, we're not at capacity yet, so keep putting them up.
Go. I've got mine posted, which is now, I've been told, a family tradition, Harry Potter night with Cedar Rapids Colonels.
You've gotten how many years in a row?
Just two. But they're like, we have to go. It's tradition. It's I didn't realize after one that it's tradition. So we went. We made it. My kids don't understand baseball, so I spent a fair amount of time explaining how the game works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get it right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Close, at least.
I taught you sacrifice fly last week.
I didn't know that. See, I don't know everything, but I know enough to enjoy watching the Colonels play and especially enjoying when they're winning.
They're doing well.
So fun.
I will say.
Yeah, having watched them a couple times this week, we went to a noon game on Wednesday and then went on Friday with the fam. I was like, they are looking really good this season.
You got free socks, I believe.
Yes.
They were in Harry Potter jerseys also, or were they playing in wand robes? Or
they were playing in Harry Potter jerseys, which were really, really cool. My kids loved that, like, they changed the font of everything that you saw on the screen.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing. And it was packed. It was a very busy night at the ballpark and fantastic food. Oh, my gosh. We got the helmet thing with the nachos.
Yes.
There was, like, corn salsa, and like, it just kept getting fancier as they put more stuff on there. I'm like, oh, my.
Is the Hankowitz still for sale?
I believe so, but the line was so long.
The Hankowitz, by the way, is his nationality. He's Iowan, so it's a pork tenderloin. He's Canadian, so it's Canadian bacon. And I believe his wife is Ukrainian or in that part of the world.
Or ancestry or something. Yeah.
So there's a pierogi.
Yes.
And then it's top of poutine.
Yeah, and gravy.
And yeah, that is the Hankowitz available. Well, it looks like, it's like just your little corner of that stadium. It looks packed.
It was a very, very
absolutely
busy night.
Packed.
Fantastic food, and of course, had to get a little bit of ice cream. But it was a magic night with Harry Potter night.
Also in a helmet? Yes.
No, is that an option?
They used to have helmet Sundays.
Oh, we did not spring for that.
Well, I gotta go back. Gotta go back. Okay, at first glance, you're like, Eric, why'd you take a picture of your computer?
Why'd you take a picture of your computer?
Because that is all I looked at all day Sunday.
Whoa.
I rewrote and rewrote again. So a reminder, I am applying to be the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band. And to do that, you need to turn in a letter of application. That's done. Your resume, done. Why you? Done. Why is the band important? Spend some time on that.
250 word essay.
Each 250 words. What would you do to improve the job is also a question.
Is that a 250 word essay?
No, that's just any thoughts welcome. And I think the smart answer there is I don't have it yet. And as I've learned in other places, you don't just come in and start changing things.
You're right.
Like, let me see how it goes first. Uh-huh. So I think that's the answer they were looking for.
Oh.
Then they gave me a show theme called Guitar Heroes. And then I had to write a show around these five songs that you can see right now as part of my photo for One Shot Weekends. Here, you want to know how far in the weeds I went?
How far?
I watched old Marching Band videos to see roughly how long Lou's scripts were so I could hit the time about right.
Wow.
I'm taking this thing seriously.
You are all in.
So about every time they would play a song, Lou would talk for about 30 to 45 seconds. They'd play. He'd do another interlude, again, about 30 to 45 seconds. So, So that's what I wrote.
Hmm. I'm not getting a whole lot from this, though.
Well, I don't want to give it away. Also, the people are looking. Hey, it's a job, right? It's competition.
True.
I'm not going to show the goods.
He can't give away all
I'm
his
not
secrets.
Showing any of the goods.
Okay.
I'm just proving to you
That I did it.
That I did it. That's exactly right.
You know
right.
what? I need that. I need proof that
I also
you did
sent
it.
This screenshot to my wife in New York. I'm like, done. So all I have to do now is record what I wrote and then send the package.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
So we're so close.
I was going to use tomorrow as recording day.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Shannon's out of town still today, so I got to run home dogs and all those things. So I'm going to set some time, get behind a mic tomorrow, and lay it down.
Do you want me to just like sit in the booth with you?
Nah, I'm good.
Give you some notes?
Nah, I'm good.
Live feedback?
It's one take. I can't edit it. So if you want to watch, I suppose.
Here's how I do it differently. Ah, cut.
This is my audition tape with my vocal coach. It's like the King's Speech.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me help, please.
Thanks, Jeffrey Rush. Okay, those are our photos for the Z102.9 One-Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
We love this part of a Monday. Want to kind of get you ready for the work week, mm-hmm. but it also lets you have one little moment just looking back on how fun the weekend was.
It was a really great weekend, a hot weekend, but a good one to celebrate. Dads and grads alike. Love that Rebecca shared with us a weekend photo of her son at a graduation party, but it wasn't his graduation party. He was just at the party and he found balloons. Little kids can make anything fun.
Heck, if there's balloons?
Yeah.
That's for all ages. Fun for all ages.
These are my toys now.
If it was too hot, as it was for Katie's family, you go inside and you enjoy, I'm guessing, what was the number one movie this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes, it was.
So there's an awesome picture there. There was the Cedar Valley Clash and Independence baseball matchup. Krista, your son, rocking the hardware, man. That is bling. That's
that
a huge ring.
Oh my gosh. That got to be proud of that.
Thanks for sharing that photo, Krista.
We had some Friday night concert series in downtown Iowa City with the Summer of the Arts. Thanks for sharing that photo, Lisa. And a baby on the way. A baby announcing there's a baby on the way. Found out this weekend that there's going to be a big brother coming in 2026.
Congratulations. Chris, thanks for sharing a photo from Indianapolis. I thought Caitlin Clark was going to be out longer than she was. She was back. She was on fire. The other day, I think they played the New York Liberty. She had like 36 points or something.
Dang.
So they captured a shot inside I think it's the Conseco Fieldhouse there in Indianapolis. Chris, thanks for sharing that.
Tracy sharing a celebration in LaPorte City, their city festival of trails. It's just, you know, celebration in the small town.
Oh, like, yeah.
Everybody comes out. There's actual floats, tractors, balloons, the emergency service vehicles. Like, everybody was celebrating this thing.
I think it was Ridiculous Days back in my hometown this past weekend. That was our favorite celebration.
They called it Ridiculous
Days? Ridiculous Days in Washington,
love
yeah.
Love it.
Nicole, we are pulling for you. 22 days left. Stitches out. New cast. Lots of healing. Eventually, we will not see a cast on that foot, but hang in there.
That's
21 days now to go.
Long, hot time to be wearing a cast.
Ugh.
Celebrating the McGrath Amphitheater, Melissa's little guy before the big movies on the riverbank.
Yeah.
Bouncing on that bouncy house. Looks like he got some major air on that one.
I want to wrap with our namesake. This would be Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue. Yes, it's not on her birth certificate, but she does use it with friends and family.
Unofficially, yes.
It's a two-photo collage and then a video. And if you just need anything to brighten your day this morning, this is it. She loves going to Target.
Mm-hmm.
She loves getting a drink at Starbucks. But most importantly,
like she takes after each of us.
Completely.
Love shopping.
The only thing I don't do, and maybe I need to give it a try, is those big red balls right outside the entrance of Target.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, her tradition is to give them a hug.
And she goes from big red ball to big red ball. Mama shared a video of her hugging each of the big red balls in front of Target.
It is absolutely adorable. It's one of so many videos and photos that are posted right now. We encourage you to keep them coming. We love seeing what you did this past weekend. One Shot Weekends, Monday mornings on the Z102.9 Facebook page with The Morning Scramble.
This is The Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
When we can, we like to take what we do here and take it elsewhere.
Take it on the road again.
We've done shows on a boat. We have done a lot of smaller town tours. There was the Toaster Town.
Yeah.
Make a splash with The Morning Scramble. We've had a lot of, like, morning scramble spring summer road shows before.
It makes a lot of sense. We're able to get out, see where you are during your morning, and it's been really, really fun.
Well, we thought we'd do something a little bit differently as we head into the summer of 2025. We want to go out of here but stay in sight.
We thought...
I get hot.
It's so uncomfortable for Dan today at Kansas. He's temperature control.
I'm tender.
We were invited to do a podcast, and we did, the Groove Life podcast. I think you were approached a couple of months ago, and we're like, let's make it happen.
I was at a show at TCR, like in March or April, and we finally got it recorded. Is that a potato in your pocket? Groove Life podcast that dropped May 19th. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm on the Groove Life podcast Apple podcast page. It's just the second one down. So that one's still available for you to check out. But that got us thinking, could we go on a tour of podcasts in our area?
Would anyone else like to host us on their podcast? So we put the message out there to a couple of people, and we had another bite.
Yes, new podcast dropping this morning. In fact, it dropped within the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We sat down with Nate Kading.
Nate Kading.
Iowa kicker, Iowa City entrepreneur. He hosts Real Success for the Corridor Business Journal, the mm-hmm. CBJ. We recorded that about a week ago, and that podcast officially dropped today. And I don't want to brag or anything, but as I look through the past few podcasts, we're a good 10 minutes longer.
It is. If you're looking for a beefy podcast, it is a full hour, baby, which didn't feel like it.
It went by so fast.
A great time speaking to Nate Kading about business and what it's like behind the scenes.
Inspiration, mm-hmm. The power of working together, where our ideas come from.
Being creative.
Exactly. So we invite you to enjoy now too, Groove Life and Real Success, CBJ. Where we go next, that's up to you.
Totally. If you've got a local podcast that you either enjoy listening to or you're like, oh, me, I make one, I produce one, I would love to have the Morning Scramble. It's easy. You just have to reach out to us.
Yep. And we make that easy too. scramble@kzia.com. I figure once we get the third one taped, we will get a list up
then
on
it's
our
like
page.
An official tour.
Because that's enough for the back of a t-shirt.
Two doesn't seem like enough.
No.
But once we can get three, then,
yes,
it
then
goes
it's like,
on.
Oh, we're on the road.
Yeah, then we're printing the shirts.
Morning Scramble podcast tour. You want to host us? You want to send us somewhere? Where should we go? Let us know. scramble@kzia.com and check out the latest podcast. Claire Duffy and Eric Hance of the Morning Scramble on Real Success with Nate Kading.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.